Good morning. Good morning. How are we doing? I'm glad we don't post everything on Facebook, because last year when you guys were here, we're a little hot. Yeah. I spoke also, so I'm glad you all showed up again. So thank you to Pastor Perry and Lois and church leadership for allowing me to share this morning. And welcome, Royal Family Campers. And so looking forward to it. Last year, I took those wristbands and prayed for people. And this year, you guys get to pray for me. And so we're excited about entering a new thing that we haven't done before. I think I'm going to move this over here. That's slippery. You ever notice when you turn about 50 and you don't have any glasses that it's easier to read your Bible down here in the morning than it is up here? Yeah. I didn't think I needed to go to the doctor. It just kept going farther and farther away, and I ended up laying my Bible on the floor in the morning to read the scripture. And, okay. Maybe I need to go get some glasses. So sort of had a whirlwind week. My son Caleb and I work for Nationwide Insurance, his agency, and thanks to Tom. Where'd Tom go? Yeah. So it used to be Tom's agency, and so we won a trip with Nationwide, and we were in Vancouver, British Columbia. I've never been on the West Coast before, so we did a lot of traveling to get there. And once we got there, it was a 2.5-3 hour bus ride up the coastline to Whistler. Anyone remember the 2010 Winter Olympics? It was in Whistler, British Columbia, so that's where we were. So we got to see the mountains, the ski slopes, and everything. Their average snowfall in Whistler is 34 feet. 34 feet. That's a lot of snow. So we met a young lady from Ireland that she was a security guard there. She came there because she wanted to see snow. And she said, we don't get much snow in Ireland. So she came there to snowboard last winter. And she said people complained because they only had 28 feet of snow last year because it wasn't quite enough snow. And she goes, how much do you need? She said, I think a foot is good enough. So one of the experiences we got to do is we went down the bobsled course. And so they've developed a bobsled, a four-man bobsled on rubber tires. And so you can't really start at the top because you go too fast and it'll fall apart. So guess where the number one fastest bobsled track in the world is? Whistler. Whistler. So Caleb and I got in a bobsled, and we're taking them corners about 55 mile an hour. We did it in 54 seconds. I think we were fourth place. And I thought, I'm a strong guy, because they said, you know, try to keep your neck stiff or else you'll bang from side to side. After we got about 3/4 of the way down there, my head's bounced around like a bob pinball machine. And I'm thinking, those guys are athletes. Those guys are athletes. And what was really neat is our driver of our bobsled was the driver for Australia's in the last Olympics. And so it was neat to talking to these guys and these Olympians and talking to folks. So it was pretty cool. One more trivia thing. In the wintertime, I thought, well, you just get ice on there and it's all good. They actually freeze that concrete from the bottom and the top. They spray water on it, and they hand groom it with 1-foot putty knives the entire course. The 18 people every day groom the course. Guess what their average cost is per day during season to maintain the course? $10,000. $10,000 to maintain the course. So it's pretty crazy. Let's see if we can get this to work. Look at there. Hey! So we're sharing on Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 34. So if you have your Bible or you want to read up here, follow along. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Worked worked once. Hang on. So this is going to be a picture of really pretty birds when it comes up. Try it again. There you go. And if you look really close, every one of these birds are actually eating or in the process of getting some food. He cares about them. And we worry about stuff that really doesn't matter. We worry about these things, and we actually got to see a two-year-old bald eagle out there that they had that was tame. We got to go up and see this bald eagle, and it was huge. And they said, oh, that's not full grown yet. It's going to get bigger. And so they're a majestic bird, and I love watching birds in the wild. They're just very special. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies grow in the fields. They do not labor or spin. We'll get to that. Maybe we'll get it. Just go ahead and move it, Angie. It's not changing here. We'll go to the scripture. See how the lilies grow in the fields. They do not labor or spin. And yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass in the fields, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown in the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So, how many like flowers? It's pretty neat. We've had an opportunity on our mission trips to Ecuador in the Andes Mountains. There's a spot just outside of Quito where the water comes over every day, and it rains every day it comes across this mountain. So in the mountains, at 10,000 feet altitude, is a tropical rainforest. One of the only few places in the world. And we got to walk through that. And you see these beautiful orchids just growing. I mean, special. I think they have maybe 400 different varieties of orchids in this area. And so God worries about that. So we'll move on. So do not worry saying, what shall we eat or what shall we wear? For pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. This is my favorite part of this. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. That is so true. Tomorrow will worry about itself. I spent all this time worrying about tomorrow, and tomorrow's going to worry enough. Let's go to the next slide. This is what's really important, is our eternal life in Jesus Christ. If you can move that, Angie. Okay. See, I put that down because I'm not going to worry about that anymore. So this is going to be a picture of heaven. What some people think heaven might be. I love the one where Jesus is welcoming the person and giving them a giant hug and say, welcome, welcome my son. We worry about all these things. Eternity is what we really need to worry about. Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if your life ends today, are you going to spend eternity in heaven? Have a client who's become a close friend, and he struggled with cancer. And he beat it, and now it's all back again. And he's not really supposed to be alive right now. And I've talked to him a lot about salvation, and he hasn't accepted that. I did a salvation prayer on my phone. After Billy Graham passed away, I took all of Billy Graham's prayers and sort of made one prayer out of the ones I thought were neat. And I texted that to him. And I said, have you been praying that prayer? He goes, well, I haven't looked at it for a while. I said, I believe if you pray that prayer and you're sincere, you will spend eternity in heaven. I've done too many bad things. No, that's not what it says. And so I talked to him quite extent, and I said, if everything I believe and I've been telling you is wrong, if that is wrong, and we all just float around la-la land forever, I said, you and I are pretty good. We're both just fine. But I said, if I'm right, and I'm pretty darn sure I'm right, you're in trouble. and you've become a friend, and I want to spend eternity with you. Because I don't plan on going to the other place. And so he's been thinking. So I start preaching on these things and thinking about them. I come up with these songs. You ever remember songs that you learned as a little kid? And they just keep coming back. So you remember? If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're sing with me. If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Let's do it again. A little louder. If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
Hey, you guys are good. You're good. So we're going to talk this morning about what happens if we worry or what happens if we're happy. Worry versus happy. Worry is easy to do. Happy, sometimes you got to work at it. But once you start getting in that pattern, happy is also easy. So we're going to talk about worry versus happy. Number one, if you worry, it won't change the outcome. Has anybody worried about something and all of a sudden it just miraculously changed and it was all better? It doesn't work that way. Worry will not change the outcome. So I don't know why I continue to do that, because it doesn't help, but it will not change the outcome. Next, worry opens up more concerns to think about. This is stuff that God gave me. This isn't Alan stuff. This is stuff that God gave me. I thought, that's right. I start worrying about something, and then I worry about something else. Then I worry about something else. Now I got five things to worry about instead of just one. And so when you start worrying, it brings in all this more stuff that you just take on. You take on, and it just doesn't help anything at all. Next, when you worry, it reduces your ability to succeed. If you're worrying all the time, you're not going to be successful at what you're trying to accomplish. It just, you won't. You'll be stagnant. You'll be worrying about stuff when you should be doing things. So it doesn't help. Next, worry returns depression and negativity. So if you thought you had things together and you start worrying about stuff, guess what? You start becoming a negative person. You start becoming depressed. You go, oh my, I got this much to do. So that's what worry does. Does any of these things sound good? They're not good, are they? So last on worry is it yields poor health and nothing positive. Poor health. My friend Dr. Ray over here, he can attest to you that it's been medically proven when you're happy versus worry, the recovery period is huge compared to someone who worries all the time, compared to someone who is happy and just positive and believing that they're going to be healed. It makes a big difference. All right, so next, everybody give me a big smile. Come on. Big smile. If you have a mustache, you have to smile harder because it sort of makes you look frown. If you have a Fu Manchu, you got to really work at it because everybody got one? All right. So we're going to do three things here. And hopefully this will make you smile. Everybody point at me. Everybody get your pointer finger. Our grandson likes to use a different finger, and so we have to keep saying, use your pointer finger. Use your pointer finger. All right, your pointer finger. Now make a okay and look at me through your okay. Everybody got that? Got it real good? Now put it on your cheek. I said cheek. Yeah. Okay, so some of you did good, some of you didn't. Most of you are visual like I am. Whoop, put it right there. I said cheek. So if you get a little depressed this week, just point at somebody and make a circle and then smile. It works. It helps. I went to a seminar, had a motivational speaker out at this conference and then also a week ago, and I tried this. This guy, I don't know his statistics are quite right that I heard a week ago. He said, if you're putting and you smile when you putt, you have a 12% better chance of making the putt. I tried it last Tuesday. I got closer to the hole. But I didn't make any long putts. Or maybe I would have left it this far. I only left it this far. So I did try that. I'm going to keep trying it because I just think it's a good thing to do. All right, let's look at happy. When you're happy, your health will improve. When you're happy, your health will improve. Keep going a little bit more, Angie. It's coming. Laughter is great medicine. Laughter is great medicine. Is it okay to laugh at yourself sometimes? It makes you happy. Yeah, we do that. Years ago, we were going to have an Easter sunrise service, and I was either going to lead worship or preach. I don't remember what it was, but I was a little nervous about sunrise service coming up. And I had my alarm clock set at 6 a.m., and somehow it got switched from the buzzer to the radio. So at 6 a.m., I heard this click and this trumpet call. Total silence. Easter sunrise service. I know it's Easter sunrise. Morning. Oh, this is it. We're going. It seemed like an eternity, I'm telling you. Welcome, WKLW, to our morning show. Woo! So there for a little bit. Who do I call? Make sure that, who should I get up and call? But, yeah, that 3 or 4 seconds seemed like an eternity, I'm telling you. So, see, your health has already improved because you've been laughing. Next, when you are happy, it allows you to have a greater platform for Jesus. If you're that negative, depressed person, how many people are you going to win to Christ? Back to this. If you're happy, people are going to be drawn to you. So you've been sitting for a little bit. So everybody stand up. All right. And if you're a guy, I want you to give me your Superman pose. And if you're a lady, that Wonder Woman pose. All right, everybody do it. All right, you got it? Everybody got your Superman pose on? Yeah. Got your cape on. Ready to go? Now you're Rocky, and you just got to the top of the stairs. And what are you doing? Everybody do this. Come on, jump a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. I'm going to win. Do you feel better? Yeah. All right, you can sit down. I believe when you're having a bad day, or every day, if you get in a mirror and do that Superman pose, I'm a man of steel, bullets can't come through me. Heard a neat story. Years ago when Muhammad Ali was traveling, he was on a plane going to an event, and he didn't put his seatbelt on. And the airline assistant come up and said, they knew who he was, said, Mr. Ali, you need to put your seatbelt on. And he said, ma'am, I am Superman. I do not need a seatbelt. She said, Superman doesn't ride in airplanes. Get your seatbelt on. Yeah, Superman don't ride in airplanes, buddy. Get that seatbelt on. So he put his seatbelt on. So it's supposed to be a true story. Next, when you're happy, it promotes healthy lifestyle. Promotes healthy lifestyle, combats stress, boosts immune system. About 2 months ago, there was a young man from Ecuador that came here and spoke. Anybody remember him? His name was Jesus. So we had the privilege of meeting Jesus in 2008 on a mission trip to Ecuador, South America. And my cousin Phil and Debbie Dallas have a home where they bring boys in out of the street and get him back in school, and get him an education. He's now a graduate of Casa G, and he's working hard to live his life and be the best Christian that he can be. And so they came out, so they got in our house at 11:30 on Saturday night before he came and spoke that morning. And he'd been traveling with 15 people and 5 babies for 12 hours. He was hungry. He came up to me and said, Alan, I said, yeah, what do you need, Jesus? And almost apologetic, he said, "Can I get a piece of bread?" My heart's just like, "Come here." I opened up the fridge. I threw a big old piece of ham on there and cheese and a glass of milk. And he looked at the missionary, Phil Dowson, and said, "Alan's going to spoil me." And I got to thinking about where we get to live. We live in the best country in the world. Bar none. Amen. Amen. And we've had some stressful times this spring if you're dealing in the agriculture community with farmers. And I've got to share that story with multiple people and said, if you're having a bad day, just say, "Can I get a piece of bread?" That's all he expected. He didn't even expect that. He apologetically, "Could I possibly get a piece of bread?" That's the lifestyle that he grew up in. So think about that. Think about that. Can I get a piece of bread? Next is, when you're happy, you will have pain reduction. You see in hospitals, they bring in little puppies. We just actually got a new little puppy. His name is Chance. And so he is already at 12 weeks. Fetching a ball sometimes brings it back. Sometimes runs away to chew on it, but he's sort of fun, and the grandkids are enjoying him, and Kathy and I are really enjoying him. And so it reduces pain. Something that makes you smile. If you're happy, it will reduce pain. And next, when you're happy, you release. And I got these medical terms off the computer, Ray. It says, you release neurotransmitters, messenger cells that transmit signals between nerves and bodily cells when you're happy. That's a pretty good thing, isn't it? That's a pretty good thing. You can do those things and do that in your body. It makes it better. How many have a hero? Anybody have a hero? You know, we talked about Superman, but I believe we should have heroes in this earth too. And a hero of mine is the lady we're going to celebrate tonight, is Dorothy Boswell. Every Sunday, come here. 92, almost 93, right? Come here, shake hands. How you doing? Glad to see you here. What an awesome lady. That's my goal, to be like her and be happy and serving God until the day I go to meet Jesus. That's a hero. So when we talk about heroes, you've always heard this saying, says, what is a hero? Ordinary people doing extraordinary things. I want to change that this morning. This is what I really believe a hero is. If you want to write it down, you can. Being a hero is extraordinary people choosing not to be ordinary. Extraordinary people choosing not to be ordinary. Every one of these kids that we're going to see this week are extraordinary people. We're going to help them to feel special, like royalty. Each one of you is a special person. You're an extraordinary person that God created you specifically different. Not one fingerprint in the world is the same as yours. That's crazy. That's crazy. Choose to not be ordinary. Choose to not be ordinary. So we talked about worry is pretty easy. Anybody have to work at worrying? I need to get up this morning. I need to worry today. I think that happens by itself. But I'm going to give you a few tips on how to be happy. All right? A few tips on how to be happy. So contentment, if you can put the next scripture up there. Contentment produces happiness. Philippians 4, 11 through 13 says, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Be content, God will give me strength. Be content, God will give you strength. That's a pretty good, if you focus on that every day, you got a lot better shot at being happy. I guarantee you. Next is Hebrews 13:5. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. That's a pretty neat thing to always base your life on. No matter what happens, God said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. Thinking on this will help to bring contentment. Next is humility. And here's a definition of humility that we usually don't think about. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. So when you start focusing on other people, like I focused on Jesus about giving me a piece of bread, my problems don't seem so bad. I've got it pretty good. I'm a pretty happy guy. Looking to help others will keep you from focusing on your own problems. If you look to help others and get your mind and your thoughts off of what I'm doing, helping others, it's our goal for all the counselors and staff this week. You're going to have your mind off of your problems and focus on what's going on. We're going to do God's four C's. God's four C's. And these are actually pretty good. I got them out of a book. And I maybe added a little bit to them. It's all good. Number one is created. God has created you in his own image. Spend time this week reflecting on the wonders of all that God created. Focus on that. You were created special. Focus on that. When we were up in Whistler Mountain, the rivers and the ponds are all green, really green. Not algae, just green. So we ask, why is that? There's still glacier meltdown going on in these mountains. And the glacier has ground up stones over the years, and as it melts, it's little tiny particles in the water of stone, and when the water sunshine hits it, it looks green. Found it very interesting, but the water's extremely pure. I mean, it's coming out of the mountains, so still glacier melting up in that area. Of course, remember they get 34 feet of snow every year, so there's lots to melt. Number two is cleansed. If Jesus hasn't done it already, he can cleanse you from all your sin. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, today is the day. Go with the cleanse part. You can never go wrong doing the right thing. In our walk, when you meet people, if you do the right thing, it might not be what business tells you to do. It might not be what your coworkers tell you to do. But if you do the right thing, you can never go wrong doing the right thing. Third is crafted. Having been crafted by God and cleansed in Jesus, the Holy Spirit will craft you into a new creation. I've heard people say, I can't come to God or I can't go to church with you because I got to get my act together first. Anybody ever hear that? Somebody say that as an excuse? I got to wait. That's a lie from Satan. It's a lie from Satan. If God is here and we're down here as a sinner and we start drawing close to God, all these things that aren't of God, guess what? Will start to fall off. He just says, come to me. I'll take care of the details. Just come to me. The things that aren't of me over a period of time will just fall off because you're not feeding those anymore. They have no life to them. They will fall off. And last is called. You have been called by the Lord. Share the good news of Jesus. If we could have a musician come forward and we have personal ministry workers up here that are going to be here and available. We're going to review. If you're a living being, you've been created by God. So guess what? You're eligible for salvation. Number two is no matter where your walk is at, if there's some things that you want to have God clear up in you, you can get prayer this morning. If there's a healing that you need, God created your body. And hopefully while these folks are praying for you, they'll actually be smiling. And God will do a minister to you while you're going through there. So if you need a healing, you can come forward this morning. If you've never asked Jesus to become your Lord and Savior, remember my friend I told you about? If I'm right and you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, you need to do that today. And then if you've been saved and you're going, I just haven't been living my life exactly what I want. I think God's got more for me. You want the Holy Spirit to help craft you and mold you? They'll pray for that today to help him mold you. And if you've been crafted and molded, but you feel, I just haven't been sharing Jesus with enough people. I want some more boldness to share my faith. Like all these people, Royal Family Kids are going to do this week. They're going to be able to share their faith and share their love with these young men and women. So you want me to close in prayer? Okay. So if everybody just stand with me this morning. So this is open. If any of you would like to come up here to get prayer, please come forward. But so how many said you're created? How many been created? All right. Everybody in here has been created. And so if you want to be cleansed this morning, a new refreshing cleansing, please come up. If you want the Holy Spirit to craft you in a better way and make you more able to minister to other people, it's a great day for that. And if you want to be able to have a more boldness to share your faith of Jesus with other people, today's a great day to come forward. So if y'all just lift your hands, I'm going to pray a blessing upon everyone that's here. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for Royal Family Camp, for the kids that are coming. We thank you for the counselors, for the staff. We pray that to just be a supernatural blessing upon this week. We pray for each person here, Lord, that's been created by you. Pray for those that need to accept you as Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior, that today will be that day. Pray for ones that want the Holy Spirit to craft them more into your image. We thank you for that. We pray for all of us to be able to share our faith with more people, to come to know you as Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior. Amen. Thanks so much for coming. Have a great week.